What could be a more appropriate tribute to a cook than to have her likeness rendered in food? When children run through a corn maze in western Massachusetts, they're actually running through the hair and down the arms and into the pots and pans of the world's favorite French chef. Reporter Karen Brown of member station WFCR went for a visit.
If you happen to be flying over the Holyoke Mountain Range this fall, you'll pass over bucolic rolling hills, the glistening Connecticut River, the face of the late Julia Child. Oh, you weren't expecting to see Julia's face? Well, it was almost someone else's.
You know, we were thinking of Marilyn Monroe and Indira Gandhi. And
that's Mike Wisseman, the farmer who for the past 6 years has turned 7 acres of his cornfield into the face of someone famous. He teams up with a local artist, Will Sillen, who designs the mazes. They've done King Tut, Babe Ruth, Albert Einstein, and this year, Sillen says, they couldn't resist carving their edible crop into a tribute to one of the world's most famous chefs.
She's just a lot of fun and an exuberant personality, and I just thought it was somebody that everybody would, you know, get the spirit of.
But how to translate that spirit into corn? Sillen found a photo from Mastering the Art of French Cooking. It shows a gleeful Julia posed in her kitchen. He copied it onto a grid chart and mowed her image into the cornfield.
And she's in the process of about to thwacking something with a big meat tenderizer. So the lines will end up being the trails in the maze.
Sillen's teenage sons do the grunt work, whacking at the razor-sharp corn leaves and packing down the earth for baby strollers. Surrounded by 8-foot-tall corn stalks, they've just finished Julia's mallet. At least they think they have. The real maze-goers will have an aerial photo to consult.
You're motoring through the maze, and all of a sudden you have no idea what part of the maze you're in. But because it's a portrait, you know, you might recognize the fact that you're walking through an eye, or you're walking through hair, or hey, these are fingers.
But the locals are getting too good at the annual mazes. So Sillen and Wisseman have upped the ante. They've created obstacles and games inside the maze, all of them, of course, food-related. Sillen's favorite is a self-made potato cannon.
We have a compressed air, pressure-controlled spazooka. And we'll probably have some pots and pans strung up on a wire, and they'll try to hit the pots and pans with the potatoes, and they should make a pretty satisfying bang when you hit something.
And true to Julia Child's cooking style, nothing gets wasted. When the season is over and the lines of her face have been trampled by thousands of wanderers, the surviving corn gets harvested. Anyone hungry for Julia's famous corn chowder? For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.